Welcome to Kentucky State Fair on the Air. Our coverage today brought to you by presenting sponsor Farm Credit Mid-America, also Raider Auction Company, Trigg County Farm Bureau, H&R AgriPower, and by Wildcat Chevrolet. We'll have a report from the Kentucky State Fair coming up in just a moment.
Farmers know that hard work has its rewards. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America has designed our operating loans to work just as hard for you in return. Earn 1.5% cash back on all purchases when you connect your operating loan to our disbursement card. Because in times like these, some extra cash back never hurts. Visit fcma.com/operating to learn more. Disbursement card for use with an operating loan. Operating loans are subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
We're at the Kentucky State Fair visiting to a young lady very special to me, and we'll talk about why that is for sure. Right now, first of all, it's her 18th birthday, Jenny Watts, and can we say happy birthday, Jenny?
Yes, but please don't sing it to me.
I wouldn't sing happy birthday to you, okay? But really an early birthday present on Thursday night at the Kentucky State Fair. You did the Country Ham Project. You've been doing that ever since you were old enough to do the Country Ham Project. Tell us how you did this year.
Well, I did really good this year. This was my 9th year doing this. And after this year, that means I've got 1 year left of it, which is kind of hard to think about. But I had a really good night last night. I came in reserve champion over the entire senior division. So last year I came in champion over my age division, but this year I came champion over the entire seniors. So that is like 600 people that my ham and I came over top of.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah, good win. So tell us a bit about your ham this year.
Well, I honestly, my ham looks pretty good. I didn't have like crazy high expectations for it because it had a big dent in it that I thought would maybe knock some points, but apparently the judges thought otherwise. We had two other hams that I could have picked from, but me and Miss Deidre Height at the Trigg County Extension office, we looked at that one ham that placed and we were like, this is the one.
And obviously so. It looked like yesterday when we saw it, they had three holes in because they had done quite a bit of probing to see how that ham smelled.
I know. I had just gotten back. So the way it is, you go and you do your speech, and then you wait and find out if you get a callback. Well, I had just returned from giving my callback speech, and I'm talking to Miss Shelley Crawford, the Trigg County agent, and she looks and she's like, Jenny, your ham has three hole punches in it. And so we both start freaking out over it, like, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. And the reason they punch the holes in it is because they are looking for the aroma of the ham. So they have a ice pick-like tool that they use and they stick in it and then they can smell it and they compare that to another ham or the other hams and figure out which one has the best aroma in their opinion.
Obviously, it smelled pretty good. So we have big plans for that ham, hopefully, one of these days. But that's only part of the contest. The other part was your ham speech that you actually had a chance to do twice on Thursday.
Yes, so the competition, it's 40% about your ham and 60% about your ham speech. So for my speech, I wanted to do something a little silly this year. The topic was how to build a ham house, or how to build your county's dream ham house. You had an unlimited budget, you could do whatever you wanted with it, but it had to be efficient for your county. Well, because we use broadbents, I had to think a little bit out of the box for this one, and I decided to use some ham puns, so to make it a little unique and just make the judges laugh, maybe get a few charismatic points on that aspect. And I used a pun. This one pun was Hamazon instead of Amazon, talking about you could get one of the materials from Hamazon. Well, my judge during the callback was one of them was the same judge that I had during the original speech, or during the first time. And he said the whole time he was anticipating me saying Hamazon again, because he liked that pun so much that he really wanted to hear it again. So I'd say I made a lasting impression on that judge.
So Hamazon, one of them. What were some of the other puns you used?
Well, I used Hamspiration and Hamazing when talking about broadbents and Penn Country hams. And then, let's see, I used hammered, like hammered, but ham-ord. And then, what else did I use?
You medical care.
Oh, yeah. The hambulance. Don't want to have to call the hambulance. That may be one of my favorites. And I don't know. I really enjoyed this, and it was a good speech for me. I think it may have been one of my favorites. I thought last year's was my favorite, but now that I've done it, I mean, it was really fun to get to see the judges laugh.
And to think about last Saturday, we were sitting here at the house, and you're thinking, I can't do this. I just can't do it. And you put together a great speech. And so congratulations on you. So what's the future of the ham now?
Well, that ham's probably, it's going to stay at the state fair until the very last day. So.
And not everyone stays up there, right?
Not everyone stays. The only ones that stay are the five hams that are picked for each division. So you've got the reserve champion senior division ham, reserve champion junior division ham. You've got your champion junior ham and champion senior ham. And then you've got your overall ham. And that's your five that stay there. So my five is one of the ones currently being displayed.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. So it'll actually come back. You'll compete in the Country Ham Festival in October too, right?
Yes, and hopefully it'll carry on its legacy there.
And then after that, I think my brother, Andrew, is Uncle Drew to you. He's already suggested a plan for it, hasn't he?
Well, that's only if it doesn't get auctioned off at the Ham Fest before then. Got to think about that.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, if it gets a good placing at the Ham Fest, then I may not be able to take it home for Christmas dinner.
Maybe we can take one of the sister hams out of there. How about that?
I think that'd be a good idea.
I think that's right. Well, Jenny, congratulations. I know you're really pleased with this. This won't be your only state fair experience. You're actually going back next week to do something special, too. Tell us about that.
Well, my uncle and I, we've got two heifers actually, we decided to do one this year just because the other one, she needs to go out in the field a little bit, get some exercise. But we're bringing a heifer up to the state fair, and we're going to show her in the junior show. We would do the open show, but I'm starting college soon, so I got to get ready for that.
Look at Murray State, right?
Yes, exactly. I can't miss too much school for state fair. I've got a busy, very busy schedule next week planned with college and state fair.
Sounds fun. Well, good luck at the state fair next week. Can't wait to see you there, and congratulations on your reserve grand champion ham. And by the way, happy 18th birthday today. A special day for you, too. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I had a good day today. We went to a good place for lunch, and the lady there, our server, she was having her birthday tomorrow.
And you share a special birthday with somebody else agriculture,
yes.
Too.
Yes. Mr. Warren Beeler, today is his 70th birthday, and he would get on to me if he heard this right now. So if you're listening, Mr. Beeler, I'm sorry. I had to do it.
And a special day for Jenny Watts yesterday. She was her reserve grand champion overall in the senior division with her country ham, and then celebrating birthday number 18 today. Proud of our girl, and look forward to next week at the Kentucky State Fair as well. Reporting from the Kentucky State Fair, I'm Alan Watts.